The City Cafe. City Talk 105.9.
You're listening to me, Dean Sullivan, on The Sullivan Show here at City Talk 105.9 with you right up until 4 o'clock today. Now, opening at the Contemporary Urban Centre, I've mentioned this earlier in the show quite a few times, at the Contemporary Urban Centre in Liverpool's Baltic Triangle on the 24th of July, running through to the 7th of September, Fiche 2008 will celebrate and examine the strong historic and cultural links between Ireland and Liverpool through a major contemporary art exhibition and a series of talks and films. And here in the cafe to talk about it, joining me, my old friend Derek Cully, who's the organiser. Good afternoon, Derek.
Good afternoon, Dean.
Anna-Marie Quinn and Raymond Watson, who are both installation artists and painters. Yes?
Yep, that's right.
Yes, that's
nice
true.
To see you.
Yep.
Derek, how did this all come about then, this particular idea to emphasise the links between Ireland and Liverpool?
It was a set of accidents. I was awarded a Paula Krasner Award in 2006, 2007, and Caroline Innes in the Daily Post wrote an article. The Pollock Award is out of America, and one of the chaps called Tony Birtle out of Conor na Gaeilge, who writes for an Irish website called BEO, www.beo.ie, wrote an article on me. Somebody in Northern Ireland read it and said, could we do an exhibition in Liverpool?
Right. Because you're an artist yourself.
I paint, yeah. I'm a painter.
So how did you go about the how long has it been in the making then to draw all these things together? Because it's not just art, is it? There's talks, there's films.
It happened very quickly, actually. We went along to Novus, and Novus weren't interested in the idea of two artists, but they're interested in the idea of having an art exhibition with maybe a set of films and a set of talks. It happens that I've got a lot of experience in organising exhibitions. The other chap who was with me, Martin Campbell, has a lot of experience in organising movies. He worked for documentaries doing... there's a station called TG Ciarán, TG4. So he did things in Gaelic. And so basically what we did was we went along to Fáras na Gaeilge, which is a new Irish language board set up after the Good Friday Agreement to promote the Irish language, and they funded us. So that's how we got the Irish element involved in the project. So I went out and got 12 artists. Martin went out and got the films from the Irish Film Institute, arranged the talks. 9 months later, here we are.
So are all the artists, they're all Irish?
All Irish, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Anna-Marie lives in Liverpool. She has for the past 20 years, but she's right. From Belfast. Raymond lives in Northern Ireland. But all the Irish, they're either Irish, directly Irish, or maybe parents are Irish, but mostly okay. They're Irish, yeah.
So, Anna-Marie, tell us about your particular work.
Well, the piece I'm doing in this show is about the homeless, and it's called 15 Minutes. And what I've done is I've asked 200 people, if you were told you had 15 minutes and given a small shopping trolley and told to save what you could at your house because you're going to lose everything, what would you save and why would you save it? So I've then done an installation with 69 blankets because the first time I was homeless was in 1969. So that's how it started.
Well, so describe your installation then.
Well, it's a mixture of 69...
What have people done? Have they written down? Have they made a list of what they put into their trolley?
Yes, they have. And then I've tried to represent that on 69 different blankets.
And what sort of size are the blankets?
Well, they're double blankets, single blankets, any dirty old blanket you could imagine. If you were made homeless, you'd be grateful to have a blanket of any kind, no matter what stains, what burns or whatever was on it. It would become quite precious to you. So anyone who's been displaced... And it works all over the world. It's kind of global issues, even though I'm centering it on Liverpool and people that have asked around.
What sort of things were people saying that they would save and keep? Was there any themes running through there? Like, I'd say photographs might be important to a lot of people.
Well, a lot of people did say photographs, but I think if I was to tell you now, people who are thinking about it would be influenced. So maybe it might be nice to leave people with the idea.
Are people still working on it then?
Oh, yeah, well, it's an ongoing thing. It's the kind of thing that grows and I hope to exhibit it again, but maybe with new items on it, maybe other people will... You know, if you give people 15 minutes to think about it, they come up with their own ideas, whereas if you tell them what other people have done, you kind of influence. They start to realise, that isn't as precious as that. Oh, I should have saved this. It's nice sometimes to leave it a little bit ambiguous and see what happens.
So what's on the actual blanket then? Do you apply paint or do you apply...
No, I've got actual representations, so things like mobile phones, photographs, some very unusual things. One of the installations has two urns on it with a guy's mum and dad actually in them. So he thought
the real urns.
They're real urns with real mum and dad in them. So they're very precious. Things like motorbike helmets and keys and handbags.
And are these sort of things that people want back eventually, or they're happy just for them if you say you're going to be touring around the world?
The person who's lent me his mum and dad definitely wants those back. And the majority of stuff I've gone out and just done an interpretation of. It's not the original. So I've just tried to follow what people have said.
And Raymond, what's your work involved?
Well, I have a number of paintings and an installation piece over. And the installation piece is kind of, it's called The Cold Floor. And it's about people who are very much preoccupied with their pre-established beliefs and who are scared to step outside that in case they step onto, literally in the case of The Cold Floor, step onto something uncomfortable. The paintings are, again, mostly, most of my work is kind of inspired by the north of Ireland, although the issues that I'm dealing with are kind of universal and global, and especially in today's world, which is kind of dominated by discussions about conflict and conflict resolution, you know.
So just describe your work then. Is it sort of representational? Is it figurative?
Well, it's... I don't know if I would describe it in any particular way like that. They're kind of... It can be interpreted in a number of ways, but, you know, for example, one kind of major theme that I have is I have feet on holy books, one of them being a pair of feet on a Bible, which is part of the installation. Then I have a painting there with four different sets of feet on four different holy books.
And what are you trying to say in that? there we are, found in the catalogue. Yeah.
Yep. Well, the key thing there is that the holy books aren't actually about religion as such. They're there as a representation of established belief systems. They're like a totemic symbol of belief systems that people carry around with them. So because somebody believes in something, they won't act in particular ways, or they won't do certain things, or they're not open to certain influences, so they kind of isolate themselves and imprison themselves by their belief systems.
And so are you from Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I was born and brought up in Belfast, yeah.
So obviously, you know, that upbringing and your experiences there, you're bringing to bear on your work, aren't you?
Most definitely, yeah. I mean, there's one of the pieces is of a village well from Calcutta, West Bengal, sitting inside, painted up inside the exercise yard from the Maze Prison, right? So there's all kinds of ideas can come into play, but it's a good example of how I'm influenced by my own circumstances. The well, being a universal kind of image, but being taken from West Bengal in India, located inside the Maze Prison, kind of opens up both things to new interpretations, similar to the feet standing on a Bible, you know, opens up the whole, the context of how the Bible should be used and what it means and what it is to stand on the Bible, you know, opens up all kinds of new meanings at different audiences, you know, different people reading these things will see different notions.
We're talking about this new exhibition at the Contemporary Urban Centre that's opening the end of the week and running through to September. It's called Fiche 2008, drawing together the links between Liverpool and where can people get hold of this particular brochure from? And do you have a webpage where they can find out?
We don't have a webpage. Our funding didn't allow for that. We put the money into the brochure instead.
Well, it's a very lavish brochure, I have to say. These will be, I'm sure, dotted around the city.
The brochures will be either in the city, the Capital Culture Building, but they'll also be at the Greenland Novus Contemporary Urban Centre.
And that opens this Thursday. Is that a private view on Thursday?
That's a private view, but people, please come along. I mean,
okay, that's the exhibition at the Contemporary Art down at Greenland Street, isn't it?
Yeah, basically, it's the street that's opposite to the entrance to Cairns Brewery.
Yep, so it's easily found in the city centre. Best of luck. I'll be popping down on Thursday, so I shall be telling all our listeners about it on Friday when I get back. Okay, there you go. You're listening to City Talk 105.9.